You're listening to the Orlando Sentinel's College Gridiron 365 podcast. Hosts Brant Parsons and Matt Marshall give their perspective on the hottest topics in college football. Now let's get on with the show.
And it's a special edition of the College Football Gridiron 365 podcast. I'm Brant Parsons with Matt Marshall. I guess any unscheduled podcast throughout the summer is going to be a special edition, Matt. But this one, coming off the news today, June 7th, Wednesday, stunning news in the afternoon, really. Bob Stoops, head coach at Oklahoma, is stepping down effective immediately. The 56-year-old coach passed on the job to his offensive coordinator, Lincoln Riley, today. News came out in the afternoon. By a couple hours later, we had an official statement. And Matt, now, I guess first, let's just talk about the news. He says it's not a health concern. He didn't really give an issue, didn't give a reason other than saying it was the right time. I don't know that in the middle of June is the right time, but certainly his decision to be made, it was made, and it's going to change things on a national and local and Big 12 level. Big news today in college football.
Yeah, huge news. I mean, you know, we talked about it. You talked about it in the opening, you know, that here's a guy that, you know, has been at a program for 18 years, one of the longest tenured coaches out there. He decides to step down in the first week of June. Normally, this is the off season. There's nothing really big or breaking going on, but to make this move, I guess maybe he felt like this was the right time. That's what he said. To go ahead and do this move to turn the team over to Lincoln Riley. The 33-year-old offensive coordinator now gets his first head coaching job and becomes the youngest head coach in the FBS this upcoming season. And he really kind of lands in a great position. I mean, Oklahoma as a program is, you know, kind of on the rise. You know, they won the Big 12 championship last year. You know, they played in the Sugar Bowl. They're 2 years removed from playing in the college football playoff. So I think obviously this is an interesting scenario. I mean, to have a Big 12, to have college football without Bob Stoops just is going to be a little bit weird. I think I tweeted this out, you know, without having Frank Beamer or Steve Spurrier and now Bob Stoops, the college football coaching ranks just continue to change, and it won't seem the same, I guess, when the season starts up in September.
And when that season starts up, and I'm not going to give away where you had Oklahoma on our countdown because the countdown continues all summer long at OrlandoSentinel.com. But anywhere you talk about somebody or somebody talks about predictions for the year, they have Oklahoma high up. They have them either in the playoff, competing for a playoff, the favorite in the Big 12. They have a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback in Baker Mayfield. This is a team. This is not a team that had questions coming into this year. The only question they had was, can they navigate their difficult schedule and make it to the playoffs? Now, all of a sudden, you go from a guy, as you said, who had been coaching there for 18 years, who had also spent time at some big programs. He was a defensive coordinator at Florida along the way. He had been around the game for a long time. Now you have a 33-year-old coach whose first job as head coach is going to be leading a team that most people see as a Big 12 favorite and some people have in their playoff. Does this change those thoughts on it? Or how do we look at Oklahoma now that Lincoln Riley is going to be calling, you know, the signal caller, the main guy, compared to maybe where we looked at them just hours ago?
Well, you know, I don't think it changes it in a sense of, you know, this team is going to be that much, you know, dramatically different. I think everything is in place. I think the coaching staff is familiar with Riley. I think they know what he's able to do. Because he's the offensive coordinator, you know, I don't think that affects or impacts the offense at all. I think the biggest issue is normally when a guy makes the jump from assistant to head football coach, it's all about how do you handle the balance of time? How do you handle the demands that are going to be made on you? You know, when you're an assistant coach, you're not necessarily having to be in the office, you know, 16, 18 hours a day, you know, because that's kind of falls in the head coach's realm. You don't have to go out to the booster events all the time. You don't have to go out and do the television shows and the radio appearances and stuff like that. That usually falls to the head coach. Now that's going to fall on Lincoln Riley's shoulders, and that's something that he's going to have to learn to balance. And that's something I'm sure Bob Stoops maybe we'll sit down with him before he, you know, steps away fully and lets him kind of get an idea of how he handles those kind of situations. How does he balance his time? How does he make sure things are done? I think there's a great support staff at Oklahoma. I think the players now know what's going on. Again, this isn't a fresh face that's coming into the program. So I think guys like Baker Mayfield will probably embrace this idea and will actually kind of want to play harder for him because he's making that jump up to the, you know, the head coaching ranks. It'll just be interesting to see, you know, in certain situations, how is he able to handle that pressure? How is he able to, I mean, listen, in a month, he's going to have to go start handling Big 12 football media days, and that's going to be all new experience for him, you know, to be the front face of everything. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops, but I don't necessarily think this really changes that much whether Oklahoma is a factor in the Big 12 or a factor in the college football race.
Of course, part of the announcement is that Stoops will be staying on in some form with the University of Oklahoma, so he won't be completely going away. We don't know what form that is, whether it's ceremonial or whether he'll really have an office on campus. But there's going to be a shadow of Bob Stoops over this season for the Oklahoma Sooners. And as you talk about Big 12 Media Days coming up next month in July, nearly every question Lincoln Riley's going to get when he's there is probably going to be about Bob Stoops. How do you see, or how will he go about managing those expectations? Because he is jumping into a ready-made team. The fans, the boosters, they're going to be noticing, you know, they know Stoops, you know, gave him the, you know, moved out of the job to get to him, but he's still right there looking over it. The boosters are still looking right over it. How does he deal with that pressure taking over a program? This isn't, like I said, it's not a team that, you know, you expect them to go 6-6. So if they go 8-4, hey, it's a good idea, you know, good job. If they go 4-8, well, you know, it's a transition year. This is a team that everybody expects to be part of the national conversation all season long. How does a guy 33 handle that pressure?
Well, I think a lot of that is, if I was him, is I would lean on Bob Stoops. I'd lean on the guy who just left the job. You know, I'm sure he's going to have his phone number and he's going to be readily available. And I would ask him, you know, how do we handle this, you know, situation? I'm sure, you know, Lincoln Riley's been around some programs. He's seen how coaches kind of handle things. Probably had his own plan in place. That's what a lot of assistant coaches who someday believe or dream they're going to get a head coaching job. They know what they're going to do. I don't think he's going to change a whole lot this year. I mean, that's one of the things that will help him out. It's not like he's going in and changing how they do things. My guess is they're going to follow probably everything to the letter that Stoops normally did year in and year out, maybe adding a little wrinkle here and there. But I think really he's just going to kind of go in and be himself. I don't think the worst thing he could do is try to be something he's not, try to be Bob Stoops, you know. And I think one of the things that's going to help him a little bit is his familiarity with the program over the last couple of years. I think if Stoops is still around the program, who knows, maybe Stoops will take on some of that pressure of going out to booster events and those kind of situations. You know, I think he's going to see that and he's going to be able to kind of help out a little bit. I think once this year is done and then he kind of, you know, the season's over with, the bold season's over with, I think then you're going to see, you know, maybe a transition where you see Riley kind of put more of his personality into this program, and then maybe you'll see some things change. I think one thing that's going to be interesting is going to be recruiting, to be honest with you, because again, you got a lot of kids who've, you know, who've committed to this program, who committed to Bob Stoops, so to speak. Now they got Lincoln Riley going to be the head coach. It'll be interesting how they approach that when it comes to recruiting, if that changes the recruiting dynamic at all in the Big 12. Will schools take advantage of that? And I'm sure they will. I mean, I'm sure schools like Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, they'll go out there and say, listen, you know, Bob Stoops isn't there, and there's a guy in Lincoln Riley who's 33 years old. He's almost your age. You know, do you want to play for this guy or do you want to come play for us? So I think dynamically it's going to look very much like the Oklahoma teams we've seen the last couple of years. But I think eventually you're going to start to see Lincoln Riley put his imprint on this program, but maybe not until next season.
And if you'll let me speculate and have go off on a tangent on this, Bob Stoops, 56 years old. We don't know the reason behind this. We hope that it's not, it really truly is not health related. I don't know if this is, He wasn't real concise on if this was a full retirement or just stepping down from the job here in the state of Florida. He, of course, has ties to the University of Florida. Every time that job opened up in Gainesville, the couple times that it has opened up during Stoops' time at Oklahoma, it was always his name was one of the first ones to come up. And obviously there's not a job opening up in Florida this year. There's probably not going to be one there next year, but there will be jobs opening up. I am curious, and it'd be interesting to watch. And of course, we have no answer as to what it could mean in the future. But if it's not health, and maybe he just needs a break, Bob Stoops, I would guess he still has some coaching years left in him. I'll be interesting to see where he goes from here, because 56 for a head coach, for a coach that's been as successful as he is, as you wrote in your story, one of four coaches to have more than 100 wins during his time in Oklahoma. He would still have some X's and O's left in it. I'll be watching to see maybe to see if he ends up somewhere else down the road, or what the future for Bob Stoops is, because we didn't really get that answer today. Today it was just about handing the reins over to Riley and moving on. We didn't really get a feel for what Bob Stoops may be doing next. I think that's will be interesting to watch on this.
Yeah, I think so. You know, one of the things, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if maybe he takes a year off. Maybe I'm sure they'll program or networks like ESPN, Fox, you know, they'll be going after him hard, maybe in the off, you know, in the next couple months, maybe try to sign him on to do a little bit of a guest role, you know, kind of what Chip Kelly's doing, come in and maybe do some analysis here and there, you know, see what he does there. Maybe he'll kind of fall in line and like that television role better, you know, where it doesn't require him to be out on the road as much. Or maybe he'll take a year off and maybe he'll decide the NFL will start come calling. I guarantee if there's some NFL jobs out there, there'll be some GMs who will probably reach out to him and wonder, are you interested in possibly making the move to the NFL? Because again, he's had some success. Obviously, he's a successful coach. He's probably going to be a College Football Hall of Famer for sure. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if an NFL team reaches out to him. And then again, if something were to happen, you know, if another football, major football program maybe were to fire a coach, would they, I'm sure, make some inquiries to whether or not Bob Stoops is interested in that? I think it would have to be a very special situation at a top premier program. And again, you could throw names out there, you know, like Florida or Notre Dame or stuff like that, but it would have to be something of that magnitude, I would imagine, for Bob Stoops to try, you know, to actually come out of retirement and to take that job. And I agree with you, 56 is very young, but, you know, as someone pointed out on Twitter today, you know, Bud Wilkinson, you know, the Hall of Fame, you know, coach at Oklahoma, he retired at 47 as well, you know, so, you know, when it came to it. So it seems to be a trend that goes at the school is that their coaches don't last past, you know, get into the 60s. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I agree with you. I think there's still some coaching left into him. It'll just be interesting whether or not he actually goes on that or whether he decides that this is it and, you know, he's going to, you know, go off into retirement.
And certainly, he would have the means to enjoy his retirement from age 56 on. But until we have, I guess until we have more of an idea, and that may come out in the coming weeks, it may not, as to why this decision happened today on June 7th, we may not really be able to do anything but speculate on what Bob Stoops' future might be. Again, for Matt Michelle, I'm Brant Parsons. This has been the College Gridiron 365 podcast. Breaking news today. Oklahoma head coach Bob Stoops has stepped down. Lincoln Riley, the offensive coordinator, is taking over the program just months before the 2017-2018 college football season begins. For Matt, I'm Brant. Make sure you do all the things the voice tells you to do. Subscribe, share on social media, and keep on listening. We'll be doing this podcast all season long, courtesy of OrlandoSentinel.com.
The College Gridiron 365 podcast is produced by the Orlando Sentinel and hosted by Brant Parsons and Matt Michelle. Come back often and be sure to add the College Gridiron 365 podcast to your RSS and iTunes feeds. Follow everything college football at OrlandoSentinel.com.